There's never going to be a time when the world is not in some type of chaos. But that does not mean that you can't live in victory in the kingdom. We can't help what's going on in this world. I know there's another election coming up. You know, I hope it goes the way I want it to go. But regardless of where it goes, which way it goes, there's a king on a throne that's not going anywhere. And that's the king I serve. Regardless of what nations rise up against us, I serve one who commands the elements of the universe. He can call in a windstorm or a hurricane. He can call in whatever he needs to, because the elements obey him. We have to remember that we're fighting with the Lord. Believe it or not, there are some people who just do not know how to live in victory. They have lived defeated so long, they've spoken defeated so long, they've confessed defeat so long, that even if the Lord gives them victory, they'll confess it out of their own life. They'll talk long enough to let the devil move right back in. And at some point in time, the people of God have got to believe that Joshua made it to the other side. At some point in time, we have to believe that God had a word and fulfilled every word. You see, your anointing is assigned to seasons. And that's why we have to have a fresh anointing and a new season. Lord, I pray this prayer for myself all the time. God, put a guard over my mouth, because I want to prophesy my season. I don't want to kill it. I don't want to speak something out of my life that God's trying to get me to speak into my life. I want to call the right things in, not the wrong things in from my mouth. That is why Isaiah said that sometimes you need a due season word. Now, I like that phrase, because Isaiah says, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. You know what a due season word is? It's a now word. That means now. I thank God that I know what he's getting ready to do. I thank God that he brought me through what he brought me through. But what's he want me to do now? Anybody need a today word, a now word? God, tell me, God, how to live in victory now. That's what a due season word is. It's instructions for today. So I'm going to give you some principles about due season. Now we're going to come into the part of the sermon where we're going to talk about this. Coming into due season, what does that look like? Now, some of this is hard for me to preach, because it's about the preacher. Some of this, and it's not necessarily like getting down on the preacher, but some of this is hard for me to preach because it's true, it's the word of God. But when you hear me say it, you'll know. So I'm talking about every preacher in the world, not just me and not just Perry who's sitting over there. I'm talking about every preacher in the world. So here's the first one, Galatians 6:6. Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Wow. In other words, if you want me to preach something good, you got to put good stuff in me. And I'll just use me as an example, but I'm talking about every preacher in the world. You can't drag the men and women of God down constantly. You can't just fill their head full of junk and toxicity and problems and burden them down and expect them to get up with a victorious word. Let him who has taught the word share in all good things. Maybe if the teacher gets discouraging because he's been discouraged so much. Let him who's taught the word share in all good things. I want a good preacher, I'm going to put good things in you. I want a good leader, I want to put good things in you. I can't just drain you all the time. I can't just pull from you all the time. I can't just take from you all the time and never put anything good back in you. So let him who's taught the word. Now, believe it or not, this is the due season scripture. But how do you realize that you can't get into due season with weary leaders? It's just never going to happen. You're never going to have a victorious church with a preacher who's dragging himself to the pulpit, dreading to be there. And that goes for every church in America. And guys, there are churches in this country who are absolutely beating their pastors up day after day after day. There are some deacons that are going to stand before God one day. There are some elders who need to stop talking and start elding, because an elder is supposed to give courage to the men and women of God, not discourage to the men and women of God. That's their role.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee, 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
Let him who has taught the Word share all good things with him who teaches. Now look at this. Now God's still talking to those who are getting the Word, not the leader, but the ones who are receiving it. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that will he also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will the flesh reap corruption. He who sows to the Spirit will the Spirit reap everlasting life. Okay, what does that mean? That means if you're just pulling from your flesh and speaking from your flesh and pulling the teachers down constantly, then they're going to get up and talk out of their flesh. They're going to talk out of fear. They're going to talk out of worry. They're going to talk out of anxiety. They're not going to get up there and say, thus saith the Lord. They're going to get up there and say, thus saith the news. I heard this last week. Somebody told me this. That's what they're going to say. You need somebody that says, thus saith the Lord, because you pour into them and you put into them and you lift them up and build them up. So as a guardian of the sacred fire here at OCI, let's get real personal. If we really are guardians of the sacred fire, one of the things we have to guard is the oil in our teachers. We have to guard the oil in those that God is leading. The oil in our leaders has to be guarded. Now, that doesn't mean that you're never going to say anything negative or bring you bad news. Now, don't overthink this. Don't overthink this. I mean, leaders have to solve problems. That's what we do. That's I do that every day, all day long. I'm not talking about solving problems. I'm not talking about real issues. I'm talking about something beyond that, attacking. Coming against them, speaking against them to other people, that is the kind of ways that the enemy works. Listen, if I say something in the pulpit that you think needs to be challenged, I expect you to challenge it because I'm here to preach the Word of God. If I say something that you think is out of line, you better not be quiet. You better write me an email. You better go tell 10 people before you tell me now. Don't do that or you're gossiping. But if you got a problem with something I've said, bring it to me because I want to give the truth and nothing but the truth. It's too important. It's too important. So yes, let's hold our leaders accountable to what they say. How many of you believe that leaders ought to live a holy life? How many of you think that we have the right to expect a righteousness from a leader? We have a right to expect clean hands and a pure heart from a leader. I think we have a right to expect those things. So there's nothing wrong with that. But keep in mind, as guardians of the fire, we must guard that. Let's keep going. Verse 9. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not what? Lose heart. Wow. If I want to come into due season, I can't quit. If I want to come into due season, I can't get weary in well-doing. Look at that phrase there, weary and well-doing. Doing a good job and you're still weary. Preaching the Word and you're still weary. Praying and you're still weary. I mean, winning souls and you're still weary. Can I tell you something about all these guys in the front row? Listen, I preach here on Tuesdays. I preached in Fort Myers on Sunday. I had 4 flights this weekend. I'm sure Perry just got out of a long, extensive revival where God moved mightily, hundreds of people getting saved. Clay and Carrie preach every weekend on the road. And that's not just all of them. There's a lot of people in the room who do that. Some of you serve in churches all day long on Sunday in here. There's a lot of reasons to get weary. There's a lot of reasons to get tired, physically tired. I ran through the Charlotte airport like a sprint runner on Sunday night because I didn't want to miss my flight. And I was the last person on the plane, and I was dragging a suitcase behind me, and I was about to run over everybody in front of me they were given the last call when I got there because my flight had been delayed, and one more minute that had shut the door on me, but I made it home to my redhead just like I promised. But barely. Yeah, there's plenty of reasons to get weary. Why are you telling us this, Pastor B? I'm not asking you to feel sorry for me. Listen, I don't have to do any of that. It's a privilege. It's an honor to be in Lehigh Acres, where you came from, in your neck of the woods last weekend. It's an honor. I love carrying the oil. I love preaching the gospel. I'm not asking for a pity party. What I'm saying is, when there is a high price being paid to bring the word of God to God's people, then God's people needs to reciprocate that. I'm not just talking about me, but from people who hear the word and pour into them and bless them and encourage them and strengthen them. And that is the responsibility that brings us into due season. Do you know how many churches was assigned to harvest and didn't get it? Because something happened and everything got turned upside down and everything went wrong. It usually starts with disgruntled people and tired preachers. And next thing you know, somebody's not doing what they wanted to do. And it all went awry because there was a due season assigned to them and they didn't make it a due season.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.